Thanksgiving 2018 for Sandy. You had parked your car a mile away, then head down, hood up, walked into the woods, clasping the metal in your pocket. I imagine your coiled heart is untouched by grief, untarnished by hour. I'm writing on this day of thanks, as if this tree of line is hope, but also terror, also daylight, also a bridge across the chasm, now unfathomably deep between us. When you are found in the woods, a young park ranger's introduction to purposeful death, I'm buying flour, butter, apples to bake pies for the next day's feast. As you are identified, my girls and I are laughing, forming balls of dough to refrigerate before rolling into perfect circles, then folding them over half, then a quarter, next turning into a pie dish, then unfolding and pressing the dough into the bottom, filling with apples, cinnamon, nutmeg, brown sugar, a mound of crumb topping covering all. Then the phone rings. And I know. They place you into a plain pine coffin that other friends bless with lavender and prayer. When our Thanksgiving bounty appears, my throat at first rebels. But then I welcome piles of creamy mashed potatoes, homemade stuffing, loving as chopped onions and celery, chunky cranberry sauce with its tart sweet taste, tender turkey, rich gravy ribboning its surface, and my daughter's French apple pie. How am I enjoying this meal? I cannot eat enough. As if the food were a substitute for your laughter, your sweeping dance moves, your treasured friendship. On this day of thanks, I imagine that your hands, long and fine, will pencil intricate poetry to form wings beating inside you. You will always be the girl, no, the woman, timeless now, fighting for herself, losing herself, then finding herself again.